Hanukkah Sameach, and welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Monday, the 28th day of the month of Kislev and the 4th day of Hanukkah. Thank you to our amazing and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU email to sponsor future programs. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is 5 p.m. today, Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Robinson of Faith Measures, the Korach Chaim in Chicago, Illinois, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Robinson slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, with our chapters 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaveach L'cholim and Achenu. As we had Rabbi Robinson on the program back in July and already had a conversation with him at that point, as soon as Rabbi Robinson concludes with Achenu, we will also conclude the call.
Hanukkah Sameach, everyone who's on the call right now. Thank you, Rav Naftali, again for the opportunity to share words of Torah with Yidden across the entire country of America. As I'm speaking from Chicago, it's appropriate for me to acknowledge that the city of Chicago and all of Klal Yisrael suffered a serious loss last week with the patir of Harav Gedaliah Dov Schwartz, Zechatayat Libracha, the Rosh Beis Din of the CRC and the Av Beis Din of the Beis Din of America. The last time I had a lengthy conversation with Rabbi Schwartz, right before he had his stroke, I had just come back from a mission to Eastern Europe, and I was asking different Rabbanim, different Gedolim at the time, what lessons should I glean from my trip to Eastern Europe, visiting these communities, going to the concentration camps? And what he said to me was as follows. It's important to go back and to see what we used to have, what we have no longer, what we're trying to get back to. And when I think about that statement, I think about Rabbi Schwartz Zatzal himself in terms of the great people that we used to have, that we have fewer of today, but who are role models for us of what we're trying to get back to. And may his neshama have an aliyah. At the Levaya this past Thursday, Erev Yontif, Rabbi Yonah Reis Shlita, the Abbas in the CRC, shared a cute story. At a lighter moment, Rabbi Reis asked Rabbi Schwartz the following. Is it true, Rabbi Schwartz, that after you learned the Gemara Maseches Horios that teaches us that if someone eats olives, it makes them forget the Torah learning? You learned this when you're 9 years old, and from that point forward, you stopped eating olives? To which Rabbi Schwartz responded, you can't believe everything they tell you. It's just a rumor and exaggeration. I wasn't 9 years old. I was 12 years old. After the Levaya, one of the local Balabatim in Chicago told me that one time Michel Shiz, he was sitting next to Rabbi Schwartz, and he actually offered him some olives, not knowing he didn't eat olives. Rabbi Schwartz declined eating the olives. And he said to this Balabas, I'm a Dayan, I'm a Posek. I have a responsibility to Klal Yisrael not to do anything that would make me forget any of my Torah learning. And therefore, I cannot eat any olives. It obviously shows this great sense of achrayus, a responsibility towards the Jewish people. Being at this Levaya on Erev Hanukkah and hearing about olives and olives and olives, it just got me thinking there has to be a connection between the Gemara of eating olives and forgetting Torah and the story of Hanukkah, which regained the Torah for us. And obviously the center focus of the Yontif of Hanukkah, the holiday of Hanukkah, is the olive oil. What is the connection between the two? I'd like to suggest the following short thought. In that very same Gemara, Maseches Horos, it says that if you eat olives, you forget your Torah learning. Just a few lines later in that Gemara, it says, but olive oil, if you consume olive oil or burn olive oil, it's actually a merit to remember your Torah learning. Now, what is the difference between olives and olive oil? I believe the difference between olives and olive oil is the difference between the viewpoint of Yavan, our enemies in the story of Hanukkah, and the viewpoint of the Hashmonaim and Klal Yisrael, the heroes in the story of Hanukkah. Without going into the details, an olive and a grape, we're not going to focus on grapes today, are unique compared to all other fruit in the entire world. When one looks at an apple and an orange, in the eyes of the Torah, in the eyes of Halacha, you're seeing an apple, you're seeing an orange. the juice that comes from the inside of the apple and orange, in the words of Chazal, our rabbis of the Talmud, is just the sweat of the fruit. It's not the essence of what the fruit really is. But when it comes to an olive, when you're looking at an olive, you don't see the flesh of the olive. The primary fruit of the olive itself is the olive oil that comes out from within. Therefore, it turns out that there's an external facade of the olive, but the inner core of what the olive truly is the oil that comes out from within. The worldview of Yavam in the story of Hanukkah is that we only believe in the guf, the physical body, teva, in nature, chitzonius, the external. But we know that our worldview is that, yes, these all have value, but as long as they are in the context of making us better Jews and coming closer to Hashem, because we understand there's not just a physical body, there's a neshama. There's not just nature, but there's presence of God behind nature. There's not just chitzonius, which is externality, there's also pinius, which is the inner presence of soul and godliness in this world. And therefore, if one eats an olive, which represents external value, then one can forget their Torah. Because Torah is not like any other wisdom of the world, that as long as you're smart, you can consume it. Torah is only absorbed by those who live also in the world of the spirit. If one consumes olive oil, which is the essence, which is the inside, which is the neshama of the olive, one, in fact, can become elevated and absorb the Torah that's available to them. I think the very powerful message related to the holiday of Hanukkah is that the arts and culture and math and science all have tremendous value, but as long as they're channeled towards the world of Pnimius, the world of Neshama, the world of the presence of Hashem. To conclude, we all pray to return to Zion. The word in Hebrew for Zion is Tzion. The word Tzion actually has the three letters of the word Yavan in it. Sadi, Yud, Vav, Nun is how you spell Tzion. The last three letters are Yavan. But how do we get back to Tzion? If there's a tzaddik before it. If we use that which Yavan has to offer the world, but the tzaddik controls it, we can return to Zion. But if Yavan is left unbridled and alone, then unfortunately it'll put us in the wrong direction. May you all merit v'sechazene and ini b'shuvkel v'tzion b'rachamim with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days. We are now going to continue with the recital of Tehillim. Like I said before, we're going to say chapters 23, 121, and 130, Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. I'm going to recite them slowly, and you could read along with me. Chav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai ro'i lo echzar. Bin ois desha yarbitzeni, amei menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshoivev yancheni b'maglei tzedek l'ma'an shemoi. Gam ki eilech b'geit salmoves. Lo ira ra ki asa imadi, shivtecha mishantecha, heima yinachamuni. Ta'a roich lefonei shulchan, neged tzore roi. Yishanta v'shemen roishi koisi rivaya, achtoi v'chese yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, v'shafti b'veis adonai la'orech yamim. Now, Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir la malois, esa einai el haharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adonai osei shemayim va'aretz. Al yitem lamut raglecha, al yonum shemrecha. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan shemer yisra'ech. Adonai shemrecha, adonai tzulcha, ayad yivinecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach ba'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvo'echa mi'atov v'yad olam. And now for the final parak, the final chapter, Kuf Lamed 130. Shir Hamalos Mimam Akim Karasicho Adonai. Adonai Shima V'Chayli Tiena Oznecha Kashivois L'Kol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmarya Adonai Miyamoy. Ki Imcha Aslicha L'man Tivare. Ki Visi Adonai Kivsa Nafshi V'Lid Baruch Ochalti. Nafshi L'Adonai Mishemun L'Boiker, Shemun L'Boiker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai hacheste barbei mafadus v'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol Adonai sav. At this point, I'm going to say the Mishnah Berach v'cholim, the special prayer, to pray for the speedy recovery of those who are ill. I'm going to pause in the middle, and at the point that I pause, please insert the names of those who you are praying on their behalf of. Mishnah Berach avoseinu Avrim Tzav Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo hu yivarech mirapei es hacholim. Ba'avur shanach mispalim ba'avurom. Yischarzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachim yimaleihem. Lachlim l'rfoisam l'chazikim l'chayoisam. Yishlach lahem mehera ufuah shlema min ha'shamayim. Yisof sh'ar chayle Yisrael. Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf, Hashta, Bangalot, Rizman Kariv, and Omar Amen. We will conclude with saying Achenu, praying for the welfare of all Jews around the world and for the Asas of Klal Yisrael. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanasinim B'Sarah B'Shivya, Ha'oimdim Bein Bayom U'Bein Bayabasha, Hamakam Yerachim Aleihem V'Yotzim Yisrael L'Rvacha, Me'afel L'Aira, U'Meshivu L'Geula, Hashta, Ba'agalah U'Mizman Kariv, V'Nomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Robinson. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered with tova for good. May the Rabboni Shalom, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Uri Topalsky of Kehillat Pardes, the Rock Creek Synagogue of Rockville, Maryland. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a great, healthy, and safe day, and Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.